This is program number LW2475. Hi, this is Larry West. I've got a story for you. Now, let me tell it to you, and then I'll make my point, okay? It happened on a stormy night many years ago that an elderly man and his wife entered the lobby of a small hotel in Philadelphia. Stepping up to the clerk at the desk, the man said, "All the big hotels in town are filled up. Could you possibly give us a room here?" That clerk told him, "There were three conventions going on in town at the moment, and there were no rooms to be had anywhere." The clerk said, "All our rooms are filled, too." Then he said, "Still, I simply can't send a nice couple like you out into the rain at 1 o'clock in the morning. Would you perhaps be willing to sleep in my room?" Well, the couple said that they just couldn't do that, not to take the man's own room. But the clerk insisted. "Don't worry about me," he said. "I'll make out just fine." So they took it. Early the next morning, as that older man was paying his bill, he said to the clerk, "You are the kind of manager that should be the boss of the best hotel in the United States. Maybe," he said, "someday I'll build one for you." The clerk looked at the man and his wife and smiled, and the three had a good laugh over the man's little joke, and then the clerk helped them both with their bags to the street. 2 years went by, and the clerk had nearly forgotten the incident when, all of a sudden, one day he got a letter in the mail. It was from that older gentleman the clerk had given his room to that rainy night in the letter. The man recalled the clerk's kindness and enclosed a round-trip ticket to New York, asking the clerk to pay them a visit. So the clerk went, and when he got to New York, the old man met him and led him to a corner, get this, the corner of 5th Avenue and 34th Street. A new building was being built, a gigantic one, a palace of reddish stone. It had turrets and watchtowers. It was almost like a castle from some kind of fairyland thrusting up into the sky. Pointing to it, the old man said, "That is the hotel I have just built for you to manage." "You got to be joking," the young man said, not knowing whether or not to believe his new friend. "I most assuredly am not," said the older man with a sly smile playing around his mouth. Then he said, "My name is William Waldorf Astor." That hotel was the original Waldorf Astoria, and the young clerk, who became its first manager, was George C. Bolt. You know, you can get a lot of gems, a lot of morals out of that story, but one thing that impressed me about it was that Mr. Bolt was rewarded not because he had put on a mask that rainy night just to impress a wealthy Mr. Astor and see what he could get out of the rich man. He didn't even know who Astor was. Bolt was rewarded, rather, because he was appreciated for what he genuinely was, a kind, hospitable, sensitive fellow. He gave up his own room on a rainy night to somebody who needed it even more, and he was rewarded for it. And it shocked him, because he didn't do it for a reward. He did it because he was just that kind of a guy. Now I'll make my point. Heaven is God's reward, given to those who become genuinely and undeservedly, all the way down to the darkest corners of their hearts, His. If you want to go to heaven, you won't go because you put on a mask and fooled God. Nope. You'll go only because of what you've made yourself to become genuinely. God's. The Bible calls it repentance. And the Bible says that unless you repent, you'll perish. Now that's real stuff. Repentance is not repentance unless it's genuine, real, no masks. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Mr. Bolt was rewarded because of what he was. When it comes to God's kind of person, I have a question for you. What are you? I've written a pamphlet called What Controls Your Life? You know, for each of us, something controls our lives. For some, it's money. For others, it's popularity. For others, it's children. Sometimes children control our lives. What controls your life? Is it God? Something controls each of our lives. God is the best controller. What controls your life? That's the name of it. Write me for it. It's free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.